You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen to this. An angel shows up in Washington, D.C. An angel shows up in Washington, D.C. I mean, you're probably seeing this behind me now with this, you know, and the angel decrees and declares, America shall be saved. Think about that. An angel shows up in this prophetic encounter that Dutch Sheet's going to talk about, saying that America shall be saved. Let's join Dutch now.
I did a meeting in February of 2018 at the Trump Hotel. We did a conference called the Turnaround Conference because the Lord said, I'm about to turn the nation around, gather people to pray in D.C. I tried to do it elsewhere because the Trump Hotel is pretty expensive. Five-star, very expensive, made, built for world leaders, very pricey. Couldn't find any place to do it. I wanted to place seat 1,200 to 1,500 people. Either everything was already booked, or they said to us when we approached them and they found out who we were and what we did, we don't want you here. Some of them just flat out said, we don't want your conference in our hotel. So I finally told my daughter, I said, just, you know, call the Trump Hotel. I know it's pricey, but let's just see what happens. See what they have available. She called one evening or sent an email. The man over that department called her back at 6 the next morning, Colorado time, which is 8 o'clock in Washington. Called her, didn't email her, called her. Said, I want to talk to you about your request, your inquiry. He said, what do you need? She started describing the room and this. He said, no, I know. He said, because she wanted to know it wouldn't be tables for like a banquet. It'd be like this set up. And he said, no. I understand all that. I know who you are. I know what you do. And I know all about the appeal to heaven stuff. And he said, we want you to do this conference here. We'll work with you and we'll cut our prices. We'll do everything we can to help you do this. So we ended up at the Trump Hotel and they really did work with us. I've never had people that tried to be as accommodating and help us as much as they did. Anybody here that was there? One or two in the back, the rest of you, I don't know where you were, but I'm sure you had something more important to do. Anyway, it was mostly prayer, not a lot of speaking. We just wanted to go and worship and pray. And it was one of the most significant gatherings I've ever been a part of. And I knew just by the words that were coming forth, the prayers that were being prayed, the atmosphere, the faith, the blessing of the Lord as he hovered there. I just knew this is happening. He's turning this nation. It's been a long, hard battle. It's been 20, 25 years of intercession. But he's turning this nation. He's turning it back to him. And everything's building up to this awakening and revival. But it was a powerful meeting. At the end of the meeting, a prophetic dreamer had this dream. I dreamed that I, along with two friends, fellow intercessors, my mom and dad, so there were five of them, were walking down Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. I knew the turnaround conference at the Trump Hotel was just ending at that very moment. I turned and saw a courier angel coming out of the doors of the hotel where the conference was. A courier angel. He was carrying a scroll. His face was set toward the U.S. Capitol building, and he headed immediately in that direction. We decided to follow him and did so even as he went into the Capitol. We then entered the place where the lawmakers assembled, the exact scene of the State of the Union address. That would be the House chamber. All the lawmakers were there in their seats, and there were many people in the gallery. It was a packed house. This angel with the scroll was standing at the double doors that the president enters through at the State of the Union. He stopped and he loudly announced with authority and confidence, "All rise." But the angel said. And just as has happened at the previous State of the Union address, some people stood while others disrespectfully and snidely stayed seated. The angel then opened the scroll and said very loudly and adamantly, "The verdict has been determined. America shall be saved." And I'm telling you, America shall be saved. When the angel said that, immediately a cloud, the glory of God, came from behind the angel and filled the room. I want you to know, God's headed to Washington. He's bigger than that religious principality and that political spirit that rules there and that's tried to run him out of this nation and say to him, "This is what you can do and this is what you can't do. This is where you're allowed to be and where you're not allowed to be," and rewrite our history and say we weren't a Christian nation, never have been, never will be. That's all separate over here. God can't be a part of any of it. But I want to tell you right now, God's smarter than that demon. He's bigger than that demon. He's more powerful than that demon. And he knows how to get back what the enemy thought he had. And he's not the least bit insecure about that. Cloud came from behind the angel and filled the room. Those who had stood at the angel's entrance crumpled to their knees, weeping, broken by the reality of God's presence. Some who had been seated, refused to stand, were now on their knees, saying, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." Others remained seated, and I knew judgment was beginning to be administered and God's ruling authority was being set in place.
Oh, exciting. America shall be saved, that God is decreeing it with his angels. Remember, you believe the Lord and you'll be established. You believe the word of the Lord through the prophet and you'll actually succeed. It's for us believing what God's going to do. And we've been watching people be dishonoring and disrespectful to God and authority, and you're wondering what's going on in Congress, what's going on in the Senate, what's going on in the government, what's happening in the land. And God's saying, "I'm going to show up." And that all of you that have been crying out for me are going to be pleased and just falling to your knees and thanking God. The people who refuse to get up, some of those who've been dishonoring, are going to fall to their knees and they're going to realize God is real. He's here. And they're going to say, "Please forgive me. Please forgive me." But there'll be those people that are they're staunch, prideful, and will not bow a knee to God, will not acknowledge him. And that's where judgment begins. But you understand, it's like, whoa. This is exciting. America shall be saved. I don't know if you've been praying. We've been praying for years. Dear God, you know, move, Lord. And we've been crying. I'm sure maybe you have as well. These are exciting times. Just praise God for that, right?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.